Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews, we finished chapter 1. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom begins with Hebrews chapter 2. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we continue in our study of the book of Hebrews. And now we are in chapter 2. And beginning with verse 1 today. So please listen and follow along. Also, I'd like to announce that we have started an internet radio station here at Lamp and Light Radio. We have some of those good old favorites on there as well. We have Dr. Oliver B. Green. We have Dr. Bob Jones Sr., Brother Lester Roloff, and a host of other good, solid, fundamental Bible preaching people of years gone by, and some of our present day preachers as well. And then we'll have our Sunday church services on there and other sermons from the past. You won't want to miss the Lamp and Light radio station. You say, well, how do I get to it on my internet? Well, probably it already has a website by the time you hear this. I'm recording this in December. And I don't know if you'll be hearing this in March or April, but we just started this past week with the station, and hopefully by the time you're hearing this, we'll have its own separate website. However, you can go to us at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, let me spell that out for you. That's www.centralbaptistocala.org. When you arrive at our website, scroll down and you'll see a microphone. Click onto that microphone and that takes you straight to the radio broadcast, and that is 24/7. Great Christian music. It's not going to sound like a rock concert. It's not going to sound like some type of a hootenanny going on. It will be music that is distinctive, that is godly, that has the peace of God upon it, that is good biblical music. And we want you to listen to the music as well as to hear the great preaching that you'll hear on this radio 24/7. Again, this is an internet radio station, and tell your friends about it and get your friends to listen in wherever you are around this globe. We want you to listen in to our internet radio station. Now, again, as I always say, I like for you folks to write me. I know presently while I'm recording this in Hebrews that on the radio right now here in December is our question and answer period. I usually do that about 2 weeks out of the year. And this is a question and answer, Bible questions that people have asked, and I send them an answer often by email, but I've done it through the regular mail as well. And if you write us, we'll do our best to try to answer your questions. Now, if you're writing just to attack or be nasty or something of that nature, I will probably ignore that. But if you're seeking truth, you're seeking to understand something, then write us. We like to answer your questions. And we would appreciate that very much. You may disagree with us. You may, for example, I'm not a Calvinist, so you may write me and just say, why aren't you? And don't you know the Bible says this and the Bible says that? And I'll answer questions like that. But I will not answer questions that attack us as you idiots and what's wrong with you. We try to answer the questions of Christians, not people that are out there seeing what kind of problems they can cause. All right, now if you have your Bibles, we're in Hebrews chapter 2. Have your pencil and paper ready. The good King James versions of the Bible as we go verse by verse through this great book of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Matter of fact, I'll just read the first verse there, and then we'll have some introductory comments and continue from there. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, having just finished a doctrinal statement on Jesus Christ's deity in chapter 1, and how much better our Lord Jesus Christ is than angels, even in his humanity, he's better than angels. We next enter a short application before continuing in doctrinal exposition in this great book. Now, I've divided the chapter 2 here of Hebrews, into two main divisions. And I've divided them by paragraph, by the way. So the first paragraph is verses 1 through 4. The second paragraph, verses 5 through 18. Now, this book is not written only to declare Christian doctrine, but also to read and study its message, that we might be strengthened in the faith, built up in the inner man, and made steadfast in order to withstand amidst the uncertainties, fears, temptation, and attacks. He wants us to have victory over the devil, the world, and the flesh. Now, first of all, we see we need to strengthen the foundation in verses 1 through 4. Again, back in verse 1, he says, therefore. The word therefore shows us that as a result of where you have come from and where you are headed, do this. And pay attention to do this. And that's the idea behind the word therefore. Therefore, since Jesus Christ our Lord did not take on him the nature of angels, rather of man, and since he is God in the flesh, and he is better than angels who spoke the word to our fathers and prophets in time past, he says, let us now take heed. As a result of this knowledge, our first responsibility is to take heed, to give the more earnest heed. And you say, well, that's great. But to exactly what are we to take heed? And that's a good question. And the answer is, we're to take heed to the things which we have heard. Now, what things? Well, back in chapter 1, verse 2, he has spoken to us by his Son. This is the first way we show our esteem of the Lord Jesus Christ in his word. We must embrace his word in our heart and our affections. We must retain them in our memory. And then we must regulate our words and actions according to them. Now notice, it is earnest heed. The idea there is of abundant attention. You see, my friend, it's simply too easy to allow ourselves to become indifferent and apathetic to the living truth of God's Word, and simply because we're active in church and in various ministries of the church. And the busyness of those activities makes us feel like, well, hey, I'm all right. Look how busy I am. Look at everything I'm doing. Boy, I tell you, everything is just great. I think of the late Dr. John Phillips, very godly man, as well as a great theologian. But Dr. John Phillips speaks of his time in the British military in World War II. and he told of being part of the Royal Engineers Corps. One of the lectures was about defusing booby-trapped mines. Now, in field exercises, they had mines with blank charges that detonated but harmlessly if they made a mistake. However, they were told to listen carefully as if their life depended upon it. Why? Because it did. They would be expected to do this in the field, and if they made a mistake, well, the ones on the battlefield didn't have blank charges in them, and it would be the last mistake they would make. And so that's the idea here of paying earnest heed. Pay close attention, as those guys would, to learn how not to get blown up in their work that they did in the military. And I think that that's a pretty good idea, don't you? And so that's what they did. Now, the idea then of his words is to not let them slip. If you and I fail to think and meditate on his words with regard to obedience, they will slip from our head, our lips, our life. And they'll make us great losers. How? Simply by neglecting the Word of God. My friend, the Christian life is about love for God. It is consistency. How often has self-thought allowed his word to slip from us, even to the point where some leave the will of God for their life? Now, friend, he said, give heed to. That literally means to apply to the mind. Don't only hear it with your ears, then fail to allow it to grip your heart. Because when we do, that failure is simply a lack of love. Allowing biblical truth to slip out is like a leaky vessel, allowing the contents to flow out. We, in our house, my wife loves to, I say we, it's my wife mainly, but she buys this drink called Mona V. That thing's around $30 or $40 a bottle, and that's really expensive to me, but she thinks that it is great. And it's an acai berry juice that they put together somehow, and she talks about how it helps her skin and how it helps other areas that she has problems with, and she really likes it, and it does the job for her.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.